hits you when you get home, like, kind of. So yeah, just keep it in mind. I might be totally off, okay? I'm still like, Albert, Alfred. And sometimes I can hear, like, Ellen and Helen and Alan, like, the same. Alan? No, nobody's for living. Are you okay? And do you have anybody that passed on a motorcycle? No. And not for you? The young man that passed on the motorcycle? Or did you ever, like, flip over the handlebars or something?
That was my brother.
That's his brother.
Sorry. That's okay. Yeah, so what happened? He kind of flipped a little bit?
Hit a tree and went over.
Okay. And he was like, oh, I'm fine. He's like tough, you know? Like, oh, I'm fine. This is not going to hurt me. I'm okay. This is him, like, talking to him.
Yeah.
He's funny, though. Yeah. A little sarcastic, I think, you know, but in a good way.
Yeah.
He said, you're my brother, and he kind of noogies you.
Yeah.
He loves you. You looked out for him a lot and got him out of trouble, and he said, thank you. Mm-hmm. He was hard to keep out of trouble.
Daddy was.
I know. Sorry, he said it. I'm like, is that okay to say? I don't want to say that, you know?
Daddy was.
But okay. And no, that doesn't make sense for you guys too, right? Okay. So they're just strong. So do you have three kids? They keep showing me the number three.
I have two and lost one.
Okay. So they'll include everybody kind of in the total number. I don't know. Did you ever feel like, just yes or no, did you know what the sex of the baby was?
Mm-hmm.
A little boy?
Yeah,
because he's like, I'm your son, I'm a boy. This is your brother. He might even come through in readings. He might come through the brother-in-law. Cool. I love it. It wasn't in my database, you know? I'm Irish. Yeah, I love that. It's funny. I got like a strong grandfather for you. Maybe it's yours. Yeah, we'll talk more. Yeah, let me give you a hug.
Thank you.
Possible, it's like not, it's, time, but if you can just close your eyes for a second, just 1 second, I just want to kind of connect you to your loved ones directly. And so even if I didn't get to get you directly, I know that you received a message that you felt in your heart tonight from your loved ones. I want you to know how much they love you. And if you can picture your favorite beach on a warm, sunny August day, and just take some deep breaths and relax. And you can actually maybe feel the sand in your feet as you're walking towards the ocean. And you can see the sun and feel the warmth on your skin. You hear the birds, smell the salt air. And as every wave comes in and goes out, you feel lighter and lighter, your stress going, your worry going, your guilt going. And just really kind of connecting to your essence and who you really are, which is perfect and whole and awesome. And in the distance, you start to see your loved one walking towards you. And you can feel the space to embrace and to say anything in your heart you need to say to them today. And listen to anything that they have to say to you. It might just be the first thing that kind of pops in, that they love you, that they're sorry, that they're better now. They don't want you to worry. They don't want you to feel guilty. That they're always with you. They're not sick or suffering. They're whole and in their essence and their connection to you and their love. Feel their love. Feel their arms around you. And just kind of feel anything not good melting back into the sand, into the earth. Going deep into the earth, layer by layer, into the center of the earth. And just kind of grounding that energy. You can take some deep breaths. And know you can come to this place anytime. Take a few more deep breaths and you can open your eyes. So, even though I made you cry, I just want to connect you to your loved ones and let you know it's not me that does this work, it's your loved ones. They love you, and they are here for you, and they see you, and they're always with you. They hear you talking to them in your head, not even out loud, just in your head. And watch for the signs, because just by you being here today, it's going to open you up to so much more. So you're going to start to see a hawk or a dragonfly or a butterfly or a song on the radio that just speaks to your soul. You might even start singing a song that's not on the radio, and that's a message. So you can write that down, okay? And that's usually your loved ones getting a message to you. If you just start saying the song hasn't been on in 5 years, that's a message. Write it down or Google it. And you might see orbs of pictures, little balls of white light. You might hear your name being called. You might feel warmth or coolness. You might get tinglies, right, kind of? Or you might smell cigarette smoke or perfume or cologne. You might even see something that looks like your loved one. And it's called transfiguration. You want to run up and jump on that person and shake them, right, and kiss them and hug them. And that's their way of saying I'm with you, that they're really with you. So they're showing up to let you know I'm here and I love you, I got you. You don't need me to do this, which is the best part, right? So just by you being here today, it's going to open you up to so much more, to so much more. And they hear you, and it's nothing but love. There's no anger. There's no grudges. All that shit is gone. It's just love and the essence of love. But they're with you. So just by being here, you're going to get more signs. You might see numbers on the clock, your birthday. So my birthday is 9/7, I would look for 907, or on license plates, or you might see initials. You can just hear your name being called. You might get like just a warm breeze. You might feel somebody pushing on the back of your seat, of your car. These are all signs. You can trust it, and this is going to open you up to so much more. If you're not a big dreamer, it's okay. It's not that they don't love you. If you don't get a lot of signs, it's not that they don't love you or they're not here. They're here. They see you. They're always with you, and this is going to open you up to more. So I like to say I'm just planting that little seed of hope, and this is going to start the conversation. There's going to be more. They're going to show up for you, right? Because it's not me. I'm just a little toothbrush, but you have it too. And so please know how much they love you, how much they're with you. I'll be here once a month. I'll be back in March. I do private readings, small group readings. So if you're interested, you can find me on Facebook, Anastasia Grace, or email me. I ran out of cards, sorry. It's been the doctors, but anastasia.grace@yahoo.com or Facebook, Anastasia Grace. Thank you all for being here. I love each and every one of you.